Well, good morning to clients and friends of Planning for Life and subscribers to Living Money. This is Jeremy Deeds, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner, with my weekly commentary from Monday, 29th of October 2012. Last week was actually a very busy week for me, and I didn't really finish until late Saturday night. Much of it was spent down in London at the first of the 30-week Key Festival Influence courses, and those were very well worth it, and more of those later. Anyway, today is the last Monday of the month, and I'm returning to look at financial life planning, its principles, and we're talking about some of the stuff you can read in my e-book called Navigator, which you can download from the website. And these will also form the core of my new book due out in the summer of 2013. My first principle is that of letting go. This may sound very strange, since most of the time we spend our time talking about accumulating money and things. But letting go is very, very, very important when it comes to financial life planning. For a number of reasons. First of all, it's very liberating in its own right. And I always give here the example of the film Up, which I think many of you will have probably seen. It's Disney's 2009 film. And there was one scene where Carl, our hero, throws all the furniture out of his house, including his favourite chair, which he's had for years and years and years. He does this of necessity, as those of you who will know the film, I know. But the result is actually spectacular. Nothing does he actually physically take off, but he slows off many of his cares and sorrows. He finds his new purpose. He becomes energised, inspired, and even actually youthful. So letting go can be liberating in its own right. It's also a way of dealing with our ego, and money and ego are deeply intertwined, almost a total reflection of each other. And often, in terms of financial life planning, our main problem is dealing with our egos and dealing with the emotions that our ego generates in us around money, which often have a very detrimental effect on our decisions. Often a disastrous effect. The ego is responsible for building up those emotions, those big three emotions, greed, fear, and envy. And unless we deal with those in a mature way, often our decisions about money are not good. There's also a practical point here about letting go. If we're going to put together a thoughtful, well thought through, deep and meaningful financial plan, then really we have to start with a clean sheet of paper. And letting go is all about building up that clean sheet of paper on which we can develop our plan. So we do it in a number of ways. We need to try and stop clinging to those things that we have clung to for so long in our lives and which often prevent us from moving forward in a positive way. Clinging does provide us with the comfort of the familiar, but what we actually cling to is now often incompatible with the realities of daily life. More practically, it's just a question of clearing, literally physically clearing out the table, clearing out those clutters of magazines and books, all the clutter, the physical clutter, that actually weighs on our mind and preys on our mind. I think it's important to also make the point that letting go is nothing new. This is not a fashion accessory for the age of austerity. The ancient Greeks, admittedly living in a much more spiritual, mythical world than ours, had a word for it. They called it kenosis, the emptying of the self, and the dismantling of the ego, as Karen Armstrong, the author of that great book, The Great Transformation, terms it. So letting go, very important as a first step in order to build a financial life plan. And just to recap, it has three real benefits. It's liberating in its own right. It has practical applications, it provides that clean sheet of paper on which to build a financial life plan, and it helps us to deal with the ego, which if we don't, can force us into making poor financial decisions. That's it for me. This week is half term, so I'm not really around, although I have a full day with the FSA on Thursday. But I'll be back next week, first Monday of the month, talking about the markets, and particularly looking at the impact of the financial results that we've been seeing come through over the last couple of weeks. Finally, just a reminder that Planning for Life is authorised to provide financial advice as regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Living Money is not authorised and provides financial coaching and educational services.